This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah. We are doing now Mishnah number 675 in our series dedicated by my good friend, Rabbi Nathan Eskava Shlita, in loving memory of his father, Seymour, Zichrono Libracha. My name is Maimon Elbaz, and I strive to teach Mishnayot using cartoons and pictures to beautify Judaism. Torah Shows is working on a Mishnah a day now. May Hashem help us that the project should grow and flourish. The Mishnah today is in Bava Metzia Parachet Mishnah Vav. When renting a house or a store, how long must the landlord be informed before the person wants to leave, or if the landlord wants the person to leave? So best is to have everything in writing in a contract. But our Mishnah is speaking where that wasn't the case. So says the Mishnah, Hamaskir bai lechaveiro. If I rented out a house to my friend, bimota gishamim. So bimota gishamim refers to the period between Sukkot and Pesach. So it's not nice to tell the guy, oh, I need my apartment now. Sorry, you got to get going. Where do you want the guy to go in the rain? In the snow? You want to look for a house in the snow? So says the Mishnah, Bimota Gishamim, if it's a rainy season, Einu Yachol Hotzio Min HaChag V'ad HaPesach. I can't tell the guy that, oh, I need the apartment. My son just became a chassin. I need to give it to him. No, you have to give people advance warning. And you see over here that the entire duration of the winter, you can't ask the person to leave. And the bartender explains that the tenant can't just tell the landlord, I'm leaving either, because how's he supposed to go now and look for someone to rent that apartment when it's winter and it's not the time when people are really shopping for an apartment? Bimota chama shloshim yom. But if it is the summer, so then the owner, the landlord, can give the guy a 30-day advance warning that he needs the apartment back, gives the tenant time to find a new place, or if the tenant's leaving, he has to tell the landlord that I'm giving you a 30-day, you know, heads up that I will be leaving. Ubakrakim, echad yimot hachama v'echad yimot hagishamim shneim asar chodesh. But in busy cities, like in Manhattan or any large city for that matter, so then there has to be 12 months advance warning, because it's a crammed place and most people have apartments there ready, so it's not so easy to just find a tenant. So you have to give an advance warning of 12 months, or if you need the apartment, 12 months for the person to get a new one. Ubachanuyot, but when it comes to shops, to storefronts, right? So what's the law with that? Says the Mishnah, Echad ayarot v'echad kerakim shnei masar chodesh. When it comes to a store, whether it's a city or it's a big city, you need 12 months, because the person gives a lot of credit to customers and needs time to let the person know that I'll be moving soon. Because if he's just going to leave now in short notice, like in the summer, we said 30 days. No, but then he might lose his customers that are not going to pay their bills. So give him 12 months. Rabshim B'Gamliel Amir HaChanut Shanach Tomim V'Shal Tzaba'im Shalosh Shanim. Rabshim B'Gamliel says when it comes to bakeries or paint houses where they sell paint and dye, then you have to even give a 3-year warning, because so many people buy quantities and they have bills. Until the guy's going to get everyone to pay their bills, it might be years. So therefore, when it comes to renting out a bakery, don't tell your tenant, your customer, that, oh, I need it back now. No, you have to give them 3 years warning. And same thing by the painter and by the baker. If they're leaving, they should also give a 3-year heads up, because at the end of the day, you know, it's not so easy for him to find customers to rent it, and therefore should really give 3 years. Of course, Shem Gamliel, that's a very big chiddush, because he wants to make sure that the guy doesn't lose that money. I also thank Stanley Shamash and Chaim Lax for being sponsors of this wonderful, incredible fantastic, super-duper Geshmake Mishnah program that Hashem inspired me to do. It should be a schuss for us all.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.